News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The International Criminal Court have issued arrest warrants for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the former Defence Secretary Yoav Gallant, and a senior Hamas commander. We're joined by Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East correspondent. Alistair, what does this mean in practical terms?
Well, in practical terms, in real world terms, it means that Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant can no longer travel in confidence to any of the 124 countries that are signatories of the ICC because they face arrest if they do so. So I was looking this morning at the response from some of the countries to the ruling yesterday. And the countries that have said that they will respect the decision of the court and therefore we assume would arrest Netanyahu if he arrived in their countries include the Netherlands, Ireland, France, Sweden, Norway, Canada, Belgium, Australia, Finland, Czechia, Slovenia, Liechtenstein. We think the United Kingdom as well. So that is a big list of countries who have said that basically Netanyahu can no longer travel there. The countries who have said that they reject the decision: Hungary, the United States very vocally, but they're not a signatory of the court. And I assume Russia as well, given that Vladimir Putin also has an arrest warrant out against him. So that is the company now that Netanyahu is in. As much as he might defend himself and criticize the charges, there is an arrest warrant for war crimes out against him.
Do you think that Benjamin Netanyahu in particular will ever be prosecuted for these war crimes? Could you ever see him standing in the dock facing these charges?
I don't think so. Partly because he's 75 years old and there is always a possibility that a future government could decide to deport him to The Hague. But he's 75 years old. And the way that Israeli politics is at the moment, and certainly the way the future for Israeli politics in the short to medium term, I think is such that they would not deport one of their former leaders to The Hague to stand trial for war crimes. There's also been immense amount of criticism for this decision across the political spectrum here in Israel. So from Netanyahu's political enemies as well, they support him on this. So I don't think an Israeli government of the future in the next 15, 20 years would deport Netanyahu. And I guess he will make sure that he doesn't travel to a country that might arrest him.
I would guess so. Alistair, always good to get your take. Alistair Bunkle, Air Sky's Middle East correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.